The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, we see some interesting parallels in our first and second reading today. Amos, as you probably have figured out from the reading, was a prophet that was sent to the northern kingdom called Israel. The southern kingdom was Judah. And of course, there's plenty of prophets who get sent to Judah. But Amos is considered a minor prophet, but really, in the sense of to the northern kingdom, he really is a major prophet. And Amos goes there, and in his first attempt is, of course, to try and rescue Israel. And when you hear the word Israel, today we refer to Israel as the whole kingdom, but it's really the northern kingdom up there. And, of course, his attempt is to save the northern kingdom, from the impending attack by the Assyrians. But no one is listening to him. I mean, Israel has, under Jeroboam and several of the other leaders of the northern kingdom, have been pretty much betraying the law of the Lord. And I mean, the culture has turned into a completely decadent mess. I'm not seeing any parallels with today. But anyway, the key thought is, when we look at this, you know, Amos comes and he gives them the word and they don't do anything. So he says, well, you know, I hate to say this, but your disobedience is going to cause the fall of the northern kingdom. And of course, you know, the kings and the king's viziers don't like, you know, hearing this. You know, they basically say, well, just a minute here. You know, we don't like you. You know, you have to move on, visionary. Just go down to Judah, which is the southern kingdom, and give them your bleak prophecies there. And but you know, and of course, you know, visionary means, you know, they're swatting him away. They're not viewing him as a real prophet. So of course, Amos retorts, right? He says, "Oh, I'm not a real prophet, eh? Just a visionary, eh? Well, I didn't belong to any company of prophets." Now, during this time, right, there were kind of official court prophets, right? And Amos says, "I ain't no court prophet. You're right about that. I don't belong to the gang. But I was just a shepherd, and the Lord put his spirit on me, and now he's called me to prophesy against Israel. I'm just telling you this. And by the way, since you reject me completely and send me to Judah, okay, get ready. You guys are going to be invaded, and it isn't going to be pretty." And of course, Amos goes. And guess what happens? The Assyrians invade Israel, and they are completely plundered and exiled. Only the southern kingdom will survive. And that for a short time before the Babylonians are going to come. And of course, we heard about the Babylonian exile about a week or so ago in our reading from the book of Kings. But the long and the short of it is that, of course, Amos was the real thing. Amos was telling the truth. And I guess, you know, I look at it in the context of Jesus's ministry himself. He is telling the truth. And there are all kinds of signs that Jesus is telling the truth. I mean, these miracles in themselves, are certainly remarkable testimony. And the exorcisms are certainly remarkable testimony. And the word is gone out. And even the Jewish authorities have no other recourse other than to say he's casting out demons by the power of Beelzebul, which, of course, as Jesus says, is the dumbest thing he's ever heard. How can Satan be divided against Satan? So, of course, you know, there's all these signs. Plus, hey, you know, we're looking at this 30-year-old rabbi, and he's got the wisdom of the ages. I mean, this has got to do something to you if you're not moved by the miracles. I mean, look at what this guy's doing. Look at what he's saying. Look at how he's saying it. Look at the assurance that, he, you know, he speaks with authority. And look at how he's just summarizing the law and the prophets. And look at how he's taking Torah on all by himself and so forth and so on. You know, there's something about, and he's 30 years old. And of course, you look at that and you got to go, there's something very interesting about that guy. Now, if there's nothing interesting about that guy, then of course, we have the problem that Amos faced. You don't have the news that I want you to be preaching. You're not saying the right things that I want to hear. And of course, the rejection of Amos. And those who reject Jesus, by the way, the common people don't reject Jesus. The common people are the ones who are going, that's a 30-year-old rabbi, and he's talking so much sense I've never heard the wisdom of the ages come from an 80-year-old, let alone a 30-year-old that's so unbelievably, blindingly wise. And I've never seen any miracles like this. The common people are all over it. It's the religious leaders who are not. So, of course, what does that say to all of us and to me? Well, what it says to me is, Spitzer, you can't just listen for the news you want to hear. When you open up those scriptures and you have the church's official interpretation of those scriptures, and believe me, there can be many interpretations of scripture, so we need a church ever so desperately. But of course, when we know what that what the church's interpretation of the scriptures are, we know then what Jesus' word is, then of course, whether this is hard or not, we have to open our hearts to it. Maybe we can't open our hearts perfectly, and that's why St. Ignatius tells us, okay, you may not have the desire to hear this straight on. Ask for the desire to be open to this in your heart. And of course, that's enough, says Ignatius. Just ask the Lord, please give me the desire to be open to this. That's all I want. And he will. And of course, even if you're as stubborn as Spitzer, he'll pry open the fingers one by one until he finally has got in there. And then when he gets in there, one day you may actually have the desire to be like him, to be like our Lord Jesus, to want to imitate him in his actions and his words, his feelings, and toward others, and of course, toward the culture itself and for the world. And that openness of heart makes all the difference. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.